And we have a very busy and focused today. Going to lead things off with Fort Riley and lots going on post. We have with us Benita Edwards with Army Community Service Employment Readiness Program, also Marion Moore, and she's with Education Services. The hiring and education fair that's coming up and all kinds of exciting things. I do want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open if you do have questions or comments. 537-1350, toll free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. But I know the big hiring and education fair, always an exciting time at Riley's Conference Center. More than 100 employers and schools, along with state and federal agencies, other organizations that will be on hand. And I know, I guess perhaps we'll lead off with Benita. And Benita, tell us about the hiring and education fair, kind of the where's and the when's, get people thinking about it.
All right. Yes, the Fort Riley will host its annual hiring and education fair on Thursday, November 16th from 10 to 3 at Riley's Conference Center. That is on Fort Riley. Address is 446 Cease Drive, Fort Riley.
And say so, I walk in the door, what am I going to find as a participant?
Well, as you come in, of course, you will have to sign in. Okay, and that way we'll get accountability and how many participants will be there. But when you come in, we'll have the education side and the hiring side, where there'll be over 100 vendors and educators.
And Marion, from the education services perspective, when I walk in the door, what am I going to see?
We'll have approximately 50 schools, universities, and they're going to be from not only from Kansas, but from different parts of the United States. From all corners of the United States. We will have schools from Washington State, California, Oklahoma, Florida, Connecticut, New Hampshire.
Boy, that's quite a few there.
Yes. Wow. And, of course, Kansas schools as well.
Okay. I guess the goal of the event, I guess either one of you could probably speak to that. I don't know from your perspective, Marion, what kind of the goal?
Well, the goal is to introduce our customers, our family members, to some of the schools that are available. They will be not only our schools in the consortium, which is a combination of 9 schools that are actually sited at the Education Center. And those schools offer face-to-face classes. But we also have online schools, which, as you can imagine, we have a lot of soldiers who cannot take classes on post due to deployments and mission. So those schools will be there so that the soldiers can speak to them and see which school offers a degree and a modality that would work for them.
Benita, from your perspective, the goal of the event.
Well, our goal is to offer our community retirees, family members, job opportunities. Well, like we said before, we'll have over 70 employers that will be available to offer jobs. So participants need to come prepared with their resumes, dressed for success, and even be prepared for on-the-spot interviewing.
So, you kind of indirectly answered this probably already, but who is the event open to?
It is open to all of our community, our Fort Riley community, our Junction City, Manhattan. It's open to all veterans, military family members, retirees, DOD civilians.
And a person perhaps that's coming in on the hiring side, what would any advice for some of the folks that will be coming in there to talk to prospective employers?
Just the advice that I have is just come prepared as if you're coming to an interview, because the employers will be there. Your first impression is the best. So just be prepared to have your resume ready and prepared to answer the question, because they will be able to, some in the past has hired on the spot or, receiving their applications, and then they also available, we will have rooms in the back for interviews.
So. I'm guessing you probably don't need a 3-piece suit with a tie, but probably blue jeans and a ratty old T-shirt would not be a good idea.
No.
So probably dress, for success.
Just
I think they always say casual
dress. Yes.
Can you give an idea? And you mentioned a lot of employers will be there. More than 100. Just a general idea of the different areas. So if someone's coming in, they think, "Oh, that sounds interesting." Mm-hmm. But kind of the different areas of the employers that'll be represented there.
Well, actually, on the employer side, that'll be a little over 70, and when we spoke about 100, it was a mixture of employers
schools.
And schools
gotcha.
Together. Okay. But some of the employers that will be there will be our local, state, and federal agencies that will be attending, such as we have the Accessible Homes. We have multiple financial institutions that will be there from Junction City, Manhattan. And, of course, we do have our police from Kansas City, Topeka, Lenexa. I mean, we covered a wide range of areas as far as with the police departments. There's Dillon's, Hy-Vee, all of our local agencies, employers will be there.
Well, it sounds like a good way to network and find out about what's out there. But as you just mentioned, you could possibly be hired on the spot. I mean, come prepared for an interview.
That's correct.
And if people are hearing this, and we kind of glossed over what to wear and that kind of thing, if they want to know more about how to be prepared, is there somebody they can contact to get a better idea what they need for a resume or whatever they might need to bring
actually,
with them?
Actually, yes, the Employment Readiness in ACS on Fort Riley can call us at 785-240-3018. We can assist them with preparing them for their resumes. We have resume writing classes. We have tools and resources to send for them to use, getting them prepared for interviews. Also, for their federal resumes as well, we do have classes for that.
And I guess while we have you here today, and I haven't forgotten Marion, we'll get to the education side of things here momentarily, but really the purpose of the Employment Readiness Program, I know that you're involved with there on post. What is the real purpose of that program?
Again, like I said, it is to prepare our military communities, military spouses, and also our veterans that are getting out, retiring, or just ETSing. Those services are available for them to come in. Again, like I said, we do have the federal resume writing classes. We have the assistance with job searching. Also helping them with networking throughout the community.
And I know I've done a lot of these interviews, and it's always exciting to hear what's out there when it comes to hiring and education. But some of the feedback that you've gotten from years past from vendors and people that have taken part.
Oh, we got some really great feedback. We've had feedback as far as from the vendors, the organization, and how Fort Riley always come together and very organized in putting these events together. Our participants even we've seen some of the feedback as far as the participants are very pleased with the employers as far as even offering jobs. So there are jobs that come out of these affairs.
Marion, I know on the educational side of things, we've already gone a bit over what people can expect, but in how many schools, that type of information. But those who are looking for jobs, you know, need to be prepared to apply and look at, and also what about, you know, for further education to maybe have a better chance at some of those jobs?
Sure. We at the Education Center, we have Army guidance counselors that are available. We are located in Building 211 Custer Avenue, and we are open from 7:30 till 5 o'clock and also over lunchtime. And the guidance counselors can assist all our customers, which would include active duty, family members, adult children, National Guard and Reserve soldiers, as well as veterans or retirees. And they can assist them in doing some research as far as what education would be required and what skills would be required. And at this fair, we also have people who will be dealing with financial aid, both federal, and we have Fort Riley Combined Scholarship Fund representative that will be there. So there are people there that can answer questions on how will I pay for these classes. In addition, the Army Reserve, National Guard, and active duty do have what's called Army Tuition Assistance. And this pays for up to 16 semester hours of college tuition. And this is during the fiscal year.
What about new programs or schools? I know you kind of went through the list of the different states and different schools that could be represented, but are there new ones involved this time around?
Well, the ones from out of state, we've reached out to a couple of the pretty popular distance learning schools, which include Ashford University, Southern New Hampshire University, Southern Columbia University, and those are from South Carolina, Virginia area. So they are spread out. Ashford is from California. So this would, we do have a lot of soldiers taking classes. We tried to pick some of them that were more popular, and they can speak with the school representative and advisors and get a little bit more information about the particular schools that they may be interested in. And we also have some community colleges from the state of Kansas. And sometimes that's a good way and an economical way of starting education, getting the general education requirements out of the way, and then focusing on the 2 years of the major degree.
Well, and that's exciting, too. I mean, the more the better. But are there any other changes from past years when it comes to the education side of things?
Well, right now, our headquarters is focusing on credentialing and also on funding some certificates more than they had in the past. And that's an evolving program, which we hope to have more information about in the near future. The week that we have the education fair is also American Education Week. And that is something that's celebrated in November every year. And for Army education, this slogan for this year is Army Continuing Education, Achieving Academic Excellence While Serving. So we provide education, counseling, and other services, including testing, for our soldiers while they're serving, whether it's here or abroad.
Sounds like it's well worth someone taking a little time out of their day to come to this.
Oh, definitely.
Right. If someone would like more information, how do they get that from you?
Okay. Our Army Education Center number is 785-239-6481. And we also have a website through Fort Riley homepage. They can click on Education Services. There's a lot of information on there about testing, about counseling, and a lot of up-to-date little notes that would be helpful.
Now, I don't know which one of you wants to address this, but obviously you always get the questions on getting on post, and if they don't have that military ID, I mean, are there things they need to know about that?
Well, they need to be sure to come through to the visitor center, which is at the airfield. And it's a good idea if they do that prior to the event, because there could be a waiting list in order, some waiting time. So if they could go down to the visitor center prior to the event, maybe a day or two ahead of time, and go through the security check, which is required. And that way, when they come to the gate, they will already have their approved pass so they can get on to post.
Benita, real quickly, if you want to again remind us of the where's and the when's and anything else you might have to add today.
Yes. Please come on out and see us on November 16th from 10 to 3 at Raleigh's Conference Center on Fort Riley.
Well, thank you, both of you, and we'll go ahead and take a break. We come back. Heather Wellburn has been waiting very patiently, and she's up next from Fort Riley Family and Morale and Welfare and Recreation. Going to be talking about several events, including Gobble Wobble. I can hardly wait to hear about that. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments you're listening to In Focus today.